morning, we try to get a little bit of a handle on the sugya of Lashon Hara. It's really a very broad sugya. And there are some in our sugya, there are some seemingly outlandish statements, mamish, dramatic statements made. We try to be mavarim of what they mean. So first the Mishnah makes a rule, a klal, without really explaining what the klal means. The Mishnah says, "V'moitzi sheim u'lohokul l'hach." And it says, similar to the Mishnahs we had till now, "Echot shehoitzi sheim u'lohokul l'hach shebekona, u'ktan shebeyisrael." Moisim Meyasah. Says the Mishnah, what do we see? The last Mishnah we learned about somebody who's actually Ma'anas, a woman, who actually does a Ma'isa. And he only gives Chamishim. And a Moisim Shemra is Meyot. So the Mishnah makes a statement, Nimsa, Ho'imer Befiv, Ho'imer Menoisim Ma'isa. Ho'imer Befiv is Chomu Menoisim Ma'isa. So that's our halachic statement. You know, as we see that, if you went ahead and you ma'anas the woman, it's only chamishim. If you moitzi shem on her, it's meya. So you see, eimer b'fiv is more. The fact is, forgetting that the Gemara deals that this is a shvach raya, because the case of ma'anas, he's not trying to kill her. When he's being ma'anas, he's whatever he's doing, he's being choyvel her. Right? He's being choyvel the Isha. He's not killing her. Mashen came to Moitzi Shema, potentially, it's katol. So the Gemara already is medayik, that from the fact that the Torah said ki hoitzi shemra. So the Gemara says that we learn from there that the oimish, the punishment, is not for the intent to kill her, but rather for the intent of hoitzi shemra. Still in all, of course, the Gemara could continue to ask, yeah, but the bottom line is, the words were about killing. So it's true, you're being punished not for the fact that she was getting killed, but the fact is that your words were about killing. Still a different level. In fact, the Asugis Hashas, and this is a contradiction, where the Gemara says that the Chumra Moitzi Shema is because it was Katol. Adrab, that's the Chumra. The Blazer Shach has a whole piece in his Aviezri, the Chosnara Besu, about this point. But putting that on the side, the raya of the Mishnah is a weak, even if the Gemara asks the question, and even if the Gemara's answer, it's still a weak raya. Because the fact is that Moitzi Shemra is talking about a case where the intent was to kill him. The intent was to bring Nisa upon him. That's much more severe. If somebody would be Moitzi Shemra on a woman that she is a b'gulah, right? And it's not true. It's not chayav me'eshkol. Like ksubis, meseches ksubis starts off pesulin asas le'emav vi. Because if a person has a tiny pesulin, she yashkin lebezin can come to bezin to make the claim. Over there, he's not coming to. He's coming to la'afsidik ksubasa. That's the whole toisus la'israel la'afsidik ksubasa. Not trying to kill her. Over there, he's not chayav me'eshkol. He stam comes, he says, listen, the girl's a bull. I only owe her a mail. I don't owe her a massage. Right? It turns out to be a lie. You don't got to give her no me'eshkol. Because he's not talking about see, even whatever the Gemara answers here, we're still left with our question. The Gemara says, okay, here it's because you were mighty shame. Yeah, but that for this time, you were mighty shame. If you were mighty shame on the level of Oymus and Mefata, you just might see shame that she's a Be'ulah Mamash. So then you wouldn't be Chayav Me'eshkol. So what does it mean? Oymus B'Fiv, what's the proof? I would say that's the biggest question in this mission. The Bashkof Rishay. But the second question is a conceptual question. Conceptual question is that this is a Sphira with Gan Shas. Because Gan Shas tells us otherwise. Kam Shas tells us that God lois a meiser and yoisim and adim. Shas is full of that. That's every lashing a meiser. What's a lashing a meiser? A lada, you don't do a meiser, you put it from malchus. Because no meiser. If you do an avera, even on the level of karas, or moshe, somebody doesn't do a bris. Machloikis Rambam and Raivet, when the karas kicks in. If the karas kicks in right away, or you only chayiv karas, the Raivet says you chayiv karas every day, that you don't do the bris, chayiv karas. The Rambam discusses, is Machloikis Rambam Raivet in the first parak in Hilchos Mila, or is the karas only at the end of one's life, when he dies, an aura? That's a whole shayla on its own. And that's, if you learn that the chorus is only at the end, so technically, a person wouldn't be bring a carbon for being an oral anyway. Because every minute of their life, they're not yet chayav chorus. Right? The Mishnah in Krisa says that you don't bring a carbon halos for being an oral. Pesach, Hamilah, you don't bring a carbon halos. Right? But the Mishnah says, why? Because they don't have their mitzvah saseh, they don't have a law. There's no ma'aseh. I Pesach, you're sitting and not doing the Korban Pesach. And Mila, you're sitting and not doing the Bris Mila. So that's a side question. In other words, according to the, if you hold it, the person throughout his life is part of from Korban, until he dies, not doing the Bris. So the Mishnah should just say you're part of from Chattis, because you never did any Yisra Korban. Yisra Korban first kicks in. You can't get Korban for it, because Yisra Korban kicks in when you die. You can't be Chayim Korban. So that's a good question. Actually, the Bali Tosfos, in the Tosfos you show him in Krisus, he actually asks this question. He brings down one pshat according to a very big finish, according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan, that you'd only potentially be chayav koras for Mila if somebody injured themselves in a way that they're not able to do the brisa. Nichbas hagir, or whatever, they can't do, they were mevatel the ability to be able to do a bris mila. But al kaponim, the Mishnah clearly states, and you're potter from a carbon. Pesach is potter from a carbon, and Mila is potter from a carbon, even though it's karas, because since Lamaisa, you didn't do an act, you potter. And you go throughout Shas. It's always that way. That a mice is more chomer. Right?
That's it.
Well, that's what the Gemara talks about Kibbutz Pir Havi Maisa. Right, because it's, do we look at it like it is a nice or place of primosi, moving your body in a certain way, but that's the discussion. The Gemara brings that down, it's one of the, that's also in the mission. So the Maisa, the Ashif is talking to hold that talking is a Maisa. Then you're hired because I keep this for sign have a Maisa. But in as much that talking is not a Maisa, which is the way Ashif is done. Amish is not trying to bring out the fact that Dibur is a mice. Amish is trying to bring out Vakera. Godol, somebody who's Medaber, Bufin, is Godol Meyorsi mice. And the whole Shas is telling us the opposite. That mice is greater than Piv. The Zikin. If somebody's Mavik, somebody, the Dibur, has a dinner of a Kroma with the Zikin. Right? Mosul, the Fagor. If somebody's Mavik, somebody, the Dibur, it's a much lower level. It's part of B'dinei Yodom, it's Chayav B'dinei Shemayim. So how can this Mishnah makes a statement like it's a whole different world? This Mishnah says, Nimtzi, you see, from Moitzi Shema. So again, we said, first of all, the Raya is a difficult Raya. But even if we would understand the Raya, we're basically rewriting history. We're saying, okay, you know, everything that we learned in Gan Shas, that mice is greater than Dibur, now we're telling you, Fakir, that Dibur is greater than mice. It's a pellet, the gazach. But that's the way our Mishnah reads. Then the Mishnah ends off with a fascinating statement. Shekein lotzim, shalai lechon, zardino, arisim, ubanigo, el aroshamah. Which was the mice of the Meraglim. What was the mice of the Meraglim? So if you look down at the Gemara, Tadion, Rabbezim, and Palkot, boy, you lay, kama, gorbo, koizim, shaloshamah, Yishema by the Amot Yishema was only by the Menachem of Esim Vavoni. So Amot Yishema, Chaveva, of Kama Vekam. What does this mean? Chavetz Chaim Shvitzes on this in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon. What does that mean? You now talk Loshon Hara by an actor. Is that not the case? Chofetz Chaim discusses that. What do you do? The Gemara says it's not Bechal Loshon Hara. What's the Loshon Hara? It's not Loshon Hara at all. Loshon Hara is on Eitzim Bavonim. There's no law of Loshon Hara on Eitzim Bavonim. So what does the Gemara even mean? The Gemara says Nitzim, you see, it's a Kol Shekein. This is the Israel, the Nechtam Tzadin on Avishayin Bamidbar was because of Loshon Hara. And then the Gemara continues and says, Moma Chanine, Dovakol the Gubran, the voice of Shodok, Siki Chosok, who we met, Altip, we met, we met, Vayot, Balabas, and Yerk, and Vayot, to kill the Vishon. So they were quite big. So they did something which was 1,000 times worth of Loshon Hara. So then, so the Gemara disproves the whole thing. So again, the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara says, well, since it says, "Elam avodah matkav ayamid payamusu anoshim yitzi yibas haoros or al yibas haoros yitzi." That itself is the most difficult question. So basically, they spoke about stones. They were also gavah koyva b'ikar. And the Gemara says, and you see, they got punished for the dibul. So what's the hapshah? When the Gemara says, what do you mean? How do you see the greatness of Lashon Hara? They did something much worse. They were kaifa be'ikar. Much worse than Lashon Hara. That's what the Gemara means to ask. The Gemara means to say, how do you know that they actually died because of Lashon Hara? They died for something much worse. They were kaifa be'ikar. The Gemara says, well, Lamaisa, the Pasuk says not like that. Pasuk says the people who were mighty deep, but they're the ones that died. Yes, a kogufa kasha. Why did they die for that reason? There are two averes. One that they spoke Lashon Hara about stones, and one that they were paid for b'ikar. The whole thing is marafasik. Now, the Gemara on the base makes a statement. Pelvic is taken. Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Kol HaMisakel Loshon Hara Magdil Avonos. He's Magdil Avonos Kineged Shorosh Averos. He's Magdil Avonos Kineged Shorosh Averos Gil Arayos Shvichas Domi and Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara brings Pesukim to support. What is that? That means Loshon Hara Shabbat Kineged Rashi from Avodah Zarah. Is it Yahav Valya? The halacha is that if you have to say protect yourself, you're allowed to say Loshon Hara. If you have to protect somebody else, you can say Loshon Hara. If somebody gets you a shot about a shidduch, a business deal, or this, you're allowed to say Loshon Hara. Of course, there are conditions. You have to fulfill the conditions of the Chofetz Chaim, seven tznoyim. It's not gilarai shuch zdomen avodazara. So actually, the rivosh. So can you get a rivosh? We have the rivosh here. Shuvus rivosh. The rivosh is actually under on this question. And the rivosh basically makes away with it. He says that the emesis to me, this is no different than the whole flow of the Gemara till now. The Gemara somehow is taking Lashon Hara and blowing it up more than Kafa Be'ikia, more than Laminim. So this flows with that. But the rivosh says, he says no. He says that, he says, we find a lot of times Chazal are machlig in things. The Moshe Chazal say, somebody is not mevakeh choyle, he sheikh don. Right? The Gemara says in the Dorah, the Gemara in Shabbos, if somebody doesn't visit a sick person, he sheikh don. So the Rivosh says, what does that mean? You're a murderer? You know, you wake up and say, I'm going to go visit that guy, you forget, you don't do it. It means it's murder. So he has a tshuva here written in Simon Reishai in Vol. And then he brings down our sugi. Masha Marta, this that you said that you heard that from the Gaonim and the Rashba, that somebody who's over a shvua is worse than Avodah Zarah. He says, Kfar Motzinu Shehifligu Lahagdu Oven Kemoshe Osu Chazak. He says, just because you see the Rishonim sometimes use language that elevates an Avera, they make a Cherem and they say, okay, somebody who does this is like Avodah Zarah. He says, that's just a Loshon. Doesn't mean it necessarily. You know, there was a Maase, a beautiful story with the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, Rebbe Abiyayel, just as your side, Rebbe Abiyayel. I remember his Levaya like it was yesterday. It was the first time I went, I was a young boy, went to a Levaya like that. You felt like everybody was in mourning. His mamasha, anybody who was there, felt like hundreds of thousands of people, I don't know how many people were there. And it was multitudes of people crying. It was, they were rising Korea. It was mass mourning. It was unbelievable. The Satmar Rebbe was the purest neshama. With all this kamoyis, he was the softest individual. So they say he was once by a meeting with a bunch of Hashishis. And of course we know that Satmar Rebbe had a very extreme view with Zionism and this. So he got up by the meeting, they were talking about sending packages to Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to send also for the Chilonim, and they're going to this. And the Valach Zohar was involved in that. And all the Aguda-oriented Rabbanim, of course, said, you know. And the Satmar Rebbe said, you know, people that are Mechal Shem Shemayim for Hesia, you know, he doesn't know why they're going to be Moshe Nefesh for them. So Rav Bloch, Sechet Tzadok of Rav Rosh Hashid in Telos, was by the meeting, and he said, Yisroel Afal Pishachotu Yisroel. He's a Yisroel. So the Satmar Rebbe looks at him and goes, this is Kfir. To say something like that is Apikorsis. It's the first time that Rav Bloch was called an Apikorsis. So he objected. By the meeting, he said, I object to what the Satmar Rebbe said, and I'm not Moichli. And the Satmar Rebbe burst out crying. Because he didn't mean it. He said, no, Bloch, you have to say this is the way we talk. It's not that. I meant apikursis, and it's not in the Satmar Loshon doesn't mean apikursis. It means I disagree with you. That's all. He said, well, ba'uns apikursis means apikursis. We don't throw the term around. So if you told it to me, I took it as such. And the Satmar Rebbe was begging him. He said, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yoel, I'll see you, you're Adam Gadol, I'll be mostly you in a minute. But I'm the Rosh Hashiva of Telos. And when you call me an Apikos, you're calling my Yeshiva Yeshiva of Kerfer, I can't be mostly for the Yeshiva. I can't be mostly. Satmar Rebbe said, there's got to be something I could do. He said, if you come and you give a Shir in Telos, then I'll be mostly. Satmar Rebbe had a chasna in Toronto. Took a stopover flight in Cleveland. Rav Bloch himself came with Talmidim to pick up Rabbi Yael by the airport. In the car, Rabbi Yael says, no, you might me? He said, noch the shir. Satmar went and gave shir, tell us. Very pure. So Lamai said, the reverse is saying, sometimes they use a lashon like that, it doesn't really mean it. It's a loose, it doesn't mean it, mamish. He says, it doesn't mean like that. Shebachal averi shebaturnim. He says the chain. It says nifron mikol olam. Says by lashon hara. That they nifron mikol olam. Like the lashon the Gemara uses in shvuas by shvuas shekin. He says v'leyamu shehar val yavo. He says yahar val yavo is only by the kimmel averis. Elo sheterech hachachomim lahaflid b'hagdolas avonis. Says the Rivosh, it's the derech of the chachomim to be maflik, to exaggerate. That's the Rivosh's opinion. And he says, v'zeh omru b'perek yeish pe'erichin, which is our sugya, kol ha-mesadru loshonor mandil avoynis k'neged sholosh aderis k'ilarayis avidizor shlichas domim v'chein ma'ashonu b'nidorim ha-mavakar en ha-mavakar z'acholik k'mishedich domim hayom ha-odom be'elu. Would somebody say about these aderis k'yoytze v'em yahara b'al yadu? Would you say Harad Valyam? Of course not. Says in Rivosh, so obviously it's an exaggerated term. So according to the Rivosh, it's not so serious. Not so serious. Chazal are trying to exaggerate the importance of these things. Clearly that's his view. That view is not universally accepted. The Lashon of Gemara, Magdal Avonis, Kenegad Yerash, sounds like it's real. The Medrash Tanchumin, Sefer Shmois, which says that Moshe felt that the whole reason why there was no Gula was because there was the Lutra B'Yisrael, supports this Gemara. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, now that I see that there's the Lutra, there's Lashon Hara, there can't be a Gula. So that also, even though Memtash Arutum they had Klai Yisrael, but Moshe is only questioning the worthiness of Klai Yisrael for the Gula because of Lashon Hara. It doesn't sound like our Gemara is a joke or an exaggeration. It's serious. The Ravitchov of Gon, Sefer HaPadis, is Mashma, he took our Gemara very seriously. The Ravitchov again in Sefer HaPadis, he writes, they quote the Ravitchov as saying that our Gemara explains the Gemara in Chum. The Gemara that he brings down is the Gemara that the Ravitchov is always Makasa. But the Gemara in Chulin in the first parak says, this is on Davov. The Gemara talks about that sometimes a previous generation will leave something for a later generation to correct it. And the Gemara brings a list of things where a mayor came, and this one came, and they were masakin something. So the Gemara then says, this is an old thing. It's already from the time of the Nevi'im. The Gemara says as follows. Chashan HaKoshis says in Sefer Melachim that the snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, Klai Yisrael were worshipping it. Ada Yomim Ha'elel Yibnei Yisrael Mekatim Lo. Klai Yisrael used to go there, bring karbonos, they treated it like some kind of Avodah Zorah. Okay? Efshir Bo Asa, the Loibi Ava, Asa and Yerushafat, they got rid of all the Avodah Zorahs, right? They destroyed everything. Here you have a historical monument, the Nechash and Nechashis. That was a very popular spot where the Nechash and Nechashis stood. This is from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. And they let it stay? It's Chazal saying it. Ela Mokar Mimichu, they let it for Chizkiya Melech Yehuda, that he should destroy it. Fascinating thing. So he asks, well, the Maral already asked the question. The Maral says, Avodah Zorah, you leave around? You mean Asa Yeshua came and said, you know this, we'll just let stay? The Maral asks along the Shekash. The Maral says there's a din of biur avodah zorah. There's a chiv. It's not just a the right thing. There's a chiv deraisa to be mevar avodah zorah, to destroy avodah zorah. How did Asa Yeshua leave it? So the Maral gives a different answer. He says, Nechash and Nechoshes, he says, Ein lo din biur. Moshe Rabbeinu made the Nechash and Nechoshes. It didn't belong to anybody. So the people that worshipped it didn't have the ability to offer it. They didn't have the ability to offer it. So therefore, there was no din of destroying the Avodah Zorah. It's like somebody comes and worships something that belongs to you, the thing doesn't become awesome. Because ain't of them oyster don't worship any shalom. So if somebody walks into my house and worships a piece of furniture in my house, the halacha doesn't become us, because ain't of the moisa davar sheni shaloi. So the Maral says that since the Nechash Nechoshes didn't belong to Klal Yisrael, to the people that worshipped it, they had no ability to answer it. Obviously what's bothering the Ravitchov is, forget about the mitzvah of Bir Avodah Zorah, but there's a mikshu. Klal Yisrael worshipping Avodah Zorah, what are you doing? Get rid of it. So the Ravitchov says, our Gemara is the answer. What does the Ravitchov mean? I think that what the Ravitchov is saying is very simple. Shot is like this. It's obvious when it says Klai Yisrael were worshipping the Nechash Nechosh. It doesn't mean they were worshipping about the real Avodah Zarah. It was some form of Abizrayim that they felt that there's some kind of Koyach. Even our generation, people have these different things that they, you don't call it Avodah Zarah, but there are definitely weird things going on. People do weird stuff, which is definitely in the, if you had to put it somewhere, you could put it under the umbrella of Avodah Zorah. I don't mean Avodah, I mean the Satma term, Avodah Zorah. I mean Avodah Zorah. Under that banner, you have the red strings hanging with the Seamus, with all these things, and it's also not the normal thing, right? It's something different. So Nechash and Nechoshes, people attributed some kind of Koyach there by the Nechash and Nechoshes. But the fact is that the Nechash and Nechoshes protected from Lashon Hara. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, V'chinochosh meimis einochosh b'chai. Did the snake have the ability to give life? The Mishnah says no. Elo, kol zman she yisro mistaklim,
maharim, they were maharim b'tshuva. So nechash nechoshes came for Lashon Hara. So nechash nechoshes was a living monument to protect people from Lashon Hara. So Asen Yoishavet felt that even though there may be a little bit lingering, some kind of shemes of Avodah Zarah, but it's protected from Lashon Hara. That's what the Rabbi Shavu means. Therefore, it was kedai to leave it. That's why Asen in this not, and that's why it means our Gemara, because Lashon Hara is greater than Gilarayish, which is done in Avodah Zarah. So they decided, you know what? It's keeping people away from Lashon Hara. Either getting a little mud in the relationship with it. No. Leave it. But the Gemara says that the prime protection from Lashon Hara is in Talmud Chacham, you ask it for Torah. That's out of the Gemara. Somebody's a Talmud Chacham, you can learn. And the learning will protect you. So the Gemara says in the time of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Lo Yehoya Tinoik V'Tinoikis Midon V'Adar Sheva that didn't know to live down. That means every child, he raised the Ramah of Torah. That the children knew Tah, say the Tah, today, who knows Tahamas? The children knew it. It wasn't a baby, a boy and a girl that didn't know Tumah V'Tahah. Right? Which is a mocker to Beis Yankov also, that you can educate girls. Well, hey, a teeny kitty noikis, and you don't have that shekha, that didn't know Tumah V'Tahah. Right? So, what do you see? So then in his door, they didn't need the Nachash to protect Lashon Hara. They had the better protection. He was able to get rid of the Nachash. But what you see clear from the Ravitcher is that the Ravitcher didn't take this lightly. The fact that the Gemara says it's Mavdil Avonis Kineged Gilahayish Vichzdom Vadrezer. It's very real. This is. So again, it's not an answer, it's all part of the question. How could it be that there's such a level of Chumrah that Lashon Hara is to this degree? Now, I ask the Elam also to be Mahayan in the Sugya of. Sapper b'shvoche shalchaver b'sugim bava basra. Where there the Gemara is machadish that even if somebody says something positive, mitoch tevaso yboli dilgos. He was reading a beautiful sefer of Tehillim. Kama miyushik tzavzeh amalei lama no kasavtiyin. Yudu chay te kasavtiyin. Omalei klachmi Lashon Hara zeh. The Gemara says, well, Lashon Hara was, mitoich, v'ayu ma'isam, v'asa shechamayim, v'asa shechamayim, v'asa shechamayim. So he asks, the Ben Yoyod, the Ben Ishayim, this Gemara, the Mashah, Shvitzes on this Gemara as well, what does that mean? You can't praise anybody. It doesn't make sense, you can't praise anybody. So a nice way for Tehillim. So obviously you only can't praise somebody with his reason to believe that through the praise you'll come to some level of gnus. So the Ben Yehuda says an interesting thought. He says that any time there's even a remote possibility of something like that happening, he says the sacred Tehillim is something, there are people that are professionals, they're artistic. They can write, they can draw, they can write, they can paint. He says those are people that are write nice Tehillims. Talmid HaChachamim should be busy learning. They shouldn't be busy writing that beautiful Sifrei Tehillim. So the Ben Yoyada says that when he saw this beautiful ksav, he said, who wrote it? So although it seems to be leading on to a compliment, he says there's a possibility that, you know, if you say a Talmud Chacham did it, what the guy wasting his time for? He has nothing better to do than to write a nice Sefer Tehillim. So that's what he meant when he said, lama no kasavti, I didn't write it, but you the chayte kasva. Ooh, he was an accomplished Talmud Chacham. So that was mitoch shvocha yibon gnusa. From talking positive, you come to the negative. But the fascinating thing, this mashal works on this sugya very much. Chayr kosher de bekama duchtim betalmudim maksinu shi yimishtabcha b'midas amayles ha-chasidim v'ha-tzadikim. And he goes through the whole arichas of what it is. But the Yerushalmi and Peya goes so far to say, that if you're mesaper b'tovos and shochaver, if you say something positive about a person in a setting that can lead to negative, it's worse than lashon. It's worse than lashon, which really is meyain what the lashon of Rambam. See, the Rambam comes, the Paladik of Rambam, and the Dinah of Yehuda's Omer on this. The Rambam seems to say that the law of loyselach rochel applies.
applies also to Baal Lashon Hara. Poshut Tais, when we say Lach Bracha, there's Rechilus and there's Lashon Hara. Rechilus means you go back to the original person. You're not really saying Lashon Hara, technically. You go back to the original guy, you say, listen, I'm just telling you, this is what the guy said about you. Okay? So that's Rechilus. And the Pashtus is that Rechilus is on a different level than Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara has different lavim. The Rishon find other psukim for Lashon Hara, because we don't really have them. The Ramban actually doesn't bring a law for Lashon Hara. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs brings only an Asay, Hishom or Beneged Saras. He brings an Asay. But the Ramban doesn't bring a law. But the Ramban here in Hilchos Deos, the Ramban brings down the din of Lashon Hara. And he says, Ezeu Rachel, and he goes and explains it here in Perek Zion. In Hilchos Deos, he says, Ezeu Rachel, and he says, somebody who goes and brings information from one person to the other. And then he says as follows, Yesh Ovon Godol Mizeh Ad Moed. There's an Avera that's much worse than this. He says, and that's called Lashon Hara. Yesh Ovon Godol Mizeh Ad Moed. It's much worse than Rechilus. V'hu b'chlau lav zeh. V'hu Lashon Hara. Fascinating thing. And then he continues with all the chumras of our sugya, he attributes them to Lashon Hara, not to Rechilus. If you look at the Rambam, he tags on all the chumras of our sugya. He brings down the Gemara of Amuch Hachamim, Shalom Nifron, Bailam Azeh, Ve'en Lechelek Lelam Abo, Yafed Zorah, Gilashuz Lashon Hara, Connected Kulam. And then he says, Tafra Pe'ikr. So all those things he attributes to Lashon Hara. Wow. Yeah, well, Rechilus means... No, well, not really, but Rechilus also means, even if it's Genus, you're not spreading Genus about somebody else. You're bringing the Genus that was said about him back to him. But there's two parts of Rechilus. There's one part of Rechilus. And then he says, "Who am Masapa with Nuschaveli?" Now the Rambam doesn't say who you're going to talk to. So there's two possibilities. One possibility is you're walking around bringing information from one person to the other. So you're not really creating the negative information. You're just saying, "This is what this person said about that." You're almost distancing yourself from it. You're saying, "I don't know. I don't say it's bad. This is what he said about him." The classic Rechilus is when you actually go to the original person. You go to him and you tell him, listen, this is what I heard about you. Right? But even in the case of Rechilus, where you're going to tell Reuven what Shimon said about Levi, you're also not saying that you agree with it. See, by a regular Lashon Hara, Pshat is you're saying it's Gnus. I say that Reuven is bad. If I say, listen, Shimon said Reuven is bad. Okay, Shimon said Reuven is bad. I have my own opinion. Wow. Well, the Rambam is not specific when he says it, because he just says, Moilus Dvorim and Tvoini al Poini. You travel, bring information back and forth. He doesn't say it has to be adapted to the original owner, or to the person that he said it on. But al Koponim, but then the Rambam says, Lashon Hara, somebody's misafir b'gnus chachi. That means I'm giving my own story. I'm saying gnus, and that's even a greater chet. So the question that the Achronim asked, and the Brisker Rav asked this, and also the Nala B'Yehuda, here in the Sugi also asked this question. He says, if it's included in Loisei Lebracha, how could it be worse than Loisei Lebracha? The Torah says Loisei Lebracha. Loisei Lebracha means to bring the information from Reuven to Shimon. We're saying included in that is Lashon Hara. How could then Lashon Hara be worse? If anything, it's a branch of... So the Chinuch, Taka Sefer HaChinuch, he holds like the Rambam, that Loisei Lebracha includes Lashon Hara. It includes it. But he doesn't say it's worse. He calls it a Shutuf. That's actually the Lashon of the Chinuch. He says it's a part. Lashon Hara and Rechilus are a Shutuf. And that's the terminology he uses in his Sefer HaChinuch.
The lav is loyselach rochel. Don't go to bring information from Reuven to Shimon. He says, "V'loshen horim nizlav the lav is there." The loyselach rochel. V'imkein eich efshar damis asif min alav. Something which is coming out from the lav, not the lav itself. Yehichom or yoyse min alav atzmi. Barikosav yeshavim gadol mizeh. Mashma v'loshen horim chomer yoyse min rechilz. The chinuch in the mitzvah, sefer mitzvahs, the mitzvah reish lamed vav. He just says it's a shutif. He says the lashon of the chinuch is goy v'azhorish is yiron zal. All the azhorish that we find in Chazal on mechilos, v'al lashon hara shutfay. It also goes on lashon hara his part. So the sefer chinuch doesn't say that lashon hara is worse than mechilos. Lashon hara is like mechilos, equal. It's a partner. But not that it's greater. The Rambam clearly in Ilchus Deis puts Rechilus in one level, and then he says Lashon Hara is on a different level, and then he, all the tremendous chumras of Lashon Hara, he piles up upon the Baal Lashon Hara, and not upon the Baal Rechilus. If to know why does he make that distinction? Now the Gemara here makes a couple of interesting statements in Ilchus Lashon Hara. First of all, the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Kol Milsa de Misamra Ba'apa Mora, anything you say in front of the person, it's less Be'yushim, Lishna Bishim. That's not Lashon Hara. So, obviously, what does this mean? There's no Lashon Hara. What does that mean? There's no Lashon Hara. So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Gemara then brings down with Rabbi Yossi, right? And Rabbi Yossi says, I never said anything b'chazarti li'achor. I never said anything and looked back. So if you look at Rashi, Alma lav lishna bishna chashi. It's not called Lashon Hara. So Rashi seems to say, the mere fact that you say something in front of him, that's not Lashon Hara. That seems to be the psak of Rashi. Which is fascinating. That means if you go over, you go to the person himself, and you tell him negative things about himself, that's not Lashon Hara. That's it. It's pelvic is out. He says. Seems to say. Tosfos himself, Tosfos Shita, as we see, does happen not to agree with this Shita of Rashi. You look at Tosfos by Kol Milsa, the Misamra Ba'apei Glossa. Less Bei Misha Misha. Avala Mo'emet Dover Kitta HaChavela Elohim is Bei Misha Misha Misha. So the Tosfos seems to hold that if you say an actual negative thing, of course it's Lashon Hara. Tosfos holds that there are certain power statements, statements that can be taken positively and negatively. So there, it depends on the twist, depends on how you say it, it depends what... So there, the defining factor of what your intent is if you do it in front of the guy. If you go ahead and do it in front of the guy, it means you're not saying it with that negative twist. So that's simple. That's really a practical heter. It's not a longish heter. It's a practical heter. If I'm saying something that could, we call avak lashon hara, right? Something that can go in different directions. That's included in avak lashon hara. So it's something I would say in front of the guy himself. So then it's a practical head. It's almost like if you want to know how you're saying it. If you do it in front of the guy, that's a biyasi. I never said something that I wouldn't say if the guy was standing here. So I always said it with the right twist. I said it with a positive way. That's it. That's the... But the Kesef Mishnah learns the Gemara like Rashi, literal. If you look in the Rambam is found here by us in Perek Zion. Halacha hey. The Rambam says clearly not like Tosfos. The Rambam says Echad amisaper b'loshon hara b'fnei chaveiro, oy shaloi b'fanav, So the Rambam clearly states that even if you say in front of the person, it's lashon hara, black and white. But the Kesef Mishnah feels that Rashi's way of looking at it is so simple that he doesn't understand why the Rambam said it. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. Echon ha-mesapel lashon hara b'fnei chaveiro. The perek shlishi de'erich in Omar Rabba, Omar Rabba, and Rabba is a shalom girsa, kol milsa dem sama ba'api mora, lest they mishem lish nebisha. V'yesh lit moya al rabbeinu lomo kosav l'loike rabba. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered why the Rambam didn't pass in this way. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't even bring down kosav. He seems to hold a simple way to learn our Gemara, is that it's a technical thing. It's not practical. It's technical. Technically not lashon hara. Something you say to the guy himself is not lashon hara. The strange thing is, if the Gemara would have just said, Hamisaper lachaveiroi, which we're going to learn about next week, Techocha, that's something else. That's clearly makes sense. It's not lashon hara. If I go over to you and tell you privately something negative about yourself, that could actually be a mitzvah. In some cases, it's a mitzvah. But here, the Gemara says, "Kol lishna bishna demisamra ba'ape mori," which means I'm talking to other people. It just happens to be the guy that I'm talking lashon hara about is here. How's that a mitzvah? How is that mitahar the lashon hara? The fact that the guy's standing here, that makes it less lashon hara. It makes it pelvic as out. So if you learn like Tosfos, it's good. Because basically I'm saying something powerful. So as long as the owner is here, he's like a shomer. It's like Yichud. I'm a shomer here. If the original guy is here, I'm going to watch how I say it. That makes sense. The whole concept of avak, the concept of this type of avak lashon hara means, Chazal say, don't say something that could be this or that, because you may not say it right. So it makes sense. If you have the guy here, it's okay. It's like Yichud Yichud. If the Baal is here, you don't have to worry about Yichud. The Baal is taking care of his wife. Don't worry about Yichud. It makes sense that if the person you're talking about is here, he'll make sure you're talking nicely about it. But if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah and Rashi, that there's some kind of mitayah, that's a penalty gazak. Which for her is a bias taina. Well, because you're a mechutzik, that's why it's better. Because you're a chutzik. We never answer that question. According to Tosfos, we did answer the question. When the Gemara says, well, it's like Rabbi Yossi. What the Gemara basically is saying is it's not lashon hara. It's really avak lashon hara. And for that it helps. But if you learn the Gemara the way the Kesef Mishnah and Rashi are learning, it's really a plea. Why does that weaken the level of the lashon hara by the fact that the guy's standing there? I'm saying lashon hara. It's pelvic as out. That's what he says. So that's also something that needs clarity. Another difficulty here in our sugya is this whole apiklosa thing. Which is, by the way, very relevant in halacha, is apiklosa. There are many different shittas. It's surprising that the Chofetz Chaim in his sefer, generally, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, is very machmer. Machmer for justified reasons. He's machmer because, as he says throughout his sefer, Lashon Hara is a deraisa. People don't treat it like that. They don't even treat it like it's an issa, but it's an issa deraisa. So he says, when you have a suffix, you got to go... You know, there is no Shulchan Aruch on Lashon Hara, so you gotta go to Chumrah. So that's the road that the Chofetz Chaim took in the Sefer Shmiras Halach. Primarily, Chofetz Chaim went to Chumrah with most of the things. That's why Kemat, all the Gedolim in his generation, you know, were Meshavech the Sefer tremendously, they felt he was Mesaken the whole Indian of Lashon Hara. The only time Rabbi Saul Salanta had on the Chofetz Chaim is that the Chofetz Chaim is obligating you to ask Mechila from the guy you spoke Lashon Hara about. That he felt was wrong. He told the Chofetz Chaim. He said, that I feel is wrong, because you're making the guy feel worse. Chofetz Chaim obligates you that if you spoke Lashon Hara about something, you gotta go over the guy and tell him, listen, this is what I said about you. You can't just tell the guy, you know, you moichel me for anything I could have done. You gotta, you know, avisi, poshati, and say, I'll chet shechaton ulfanecha, whatever. So Rabbi Saul Salanta said he opened that right. He felt that the guy is times, he's going to have more times. So you're creating more machlokes. That was the only time he had on the whole Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Sefer Chofetz Chaim
the end really agree to Rabbi Sosalam. If somebody is ready to give you a blank mechila and say, listen, for whatever you could have, you don't have to be mizvah. You don't have to. You don't have to get a mechila out. But, you know, the average guy, if you tell him I said something about you, he wants to know what you said. He's not really merciful unless you tell him what it was. But, so that, it could be there isn't even a big dispute between Rabbi Sosalam. Rabbi Sosalam, this was his famous time in the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim basically took the rules that whenever there's machlokes rishonim about a derisa of lashon hara, he goes to chumrah, which makes sense. By apri klosa, he took a different mahalach. Because apri klosa, we have really here four sheikhs in the rishonim. And this is probably from the most negeya al gemaisa. Because very often you're dealing with lashon hara, it's already public. Right? Who's from the first three guys, you know? Because most people come in late. Who's zayich to be, you know, from the asar rishonim? Right? Lashon hara, you're later. And then already it's apri klosa. It's already, everybody knows about it. Especially if something hits the newspapers. Everybody knows today something hits the net. That's it. The whole Welt is involved. Right? There's no secret. Somebody told me, it's a major chilek in the world today. It used to be somebody had a bad Lashon hara ban. I'm going back even 100 years ago. And I go to Eretz Yisrael. Go to today. You can't, there's no place to run. That's one of the milestones that I think that people sense the Ayin Royal. You know, like there's nowhere to run. You know, the Eivish is there, there's nowhere to run. So Lamaisa, we have here in the Sugya as follows. Rashi says, Lashon hara, that's Mesama Ba'api Gimel. Rashi says, Hamagala boy, Shabayim Omrua Bifne Gimel. That's Rashi's Rashi. Which means the way Rashi learns is some original person said it in front of three people. Who does he mean when he says Bayim? One way is that Rashi means a guy is talking about himself. So a guy tells you something negative about himself, and he says it in front of three people. The guy gets up, he says, listen, I was involved in a scandal, this is what I did, and he tells him he's misvada to three people. So that's the simple way to learn Rashi. But if you look in the Chavetz Chaim, in Klal Beis, the Chavetz Chaim brings down this we don't have him in the club. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in Kavanosai, he says one pshat in Rashi could be Shabaylam Omu Gnai Al Odom Acher. The Baal Avos said Lashon Hara about somebody else. So it's not that when he says Baylam Rashi, it doesn't mean you're talking about yourself. So when he talks Baylam, he means that the owner of the Lashon Hara. He doesn't mean the one who the negativity is about. He means the one who's saying the negative. So the one who's saying that Kivon Shenema Agnai Bifnei Shloisha, the Baal Lashon Hara, the original guy that did the issue, he said it in front of three people. Mutu L'Shoymer Masaper Agnai. Now the people can talk and can say it. Right? That's one sheet. That's one pshat Rashi. The other pshat Rashi is that the guy spoke about himself. It's the Chavetz Chaim system. Shabbayu Ma'atzma Yisipir Bifnei Shloisha Gnus. Things that he did negatively. So once he said it to three people, it's like he threw it out to the public. Now it's public knowledge. Anyway. So the Chavetz Chaim learns Rashi that the word Bailam doesn't mean the Baal Lashon Hara himself. The Chavetz Chaim says it means the first is prayer. Now he says as follows. That's one sheet. The other sheet that we have is the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos says it only applies to Avak Lashon Hara. If you look at Tosfos here, he says it only applies to Avak Lashon Hara. If you're going to Nura Beit Pliny, Tosfos says if a guy has a lot of, he has a fire in his house always on, there's a lot of food there. So again, that could be something negative, could be something positive. Could be negative because it could be the first of all, it could be saying the person eats a lot, or it could be negative because he doesn't want people coming, breaking down his door, which actually, Moshe has a tshuva, whether you could say a guy is generous. You know, like Bali Stoker could say, I got a lot of money from that guy. So Moshe says, why is that permitted? But Moshe has a tshuva, and Chelik Gimel and Yeradein, and because Moshe, we discusses, you know, if you can't say a compliment about somebody that he gives a lot of money, he gives a lot of food, so why can you say he gives a lot of money? And so Moshe's time, this is done all the time. People exchange lists. People actually sell lists. One organization can buy a list from another organization, where the list says which people send back more money. So Reb Moshe debates whether that's a shayla of mutter, it's havak lashon hara. So Moshe has an interesting psak. Reb Moshe happens to hold that that's okay. It's mutter he holds, Reb Moshe. Because he holds that it's only something that a person can't turn down. He says, when you're talking about the amount of food that he gives people, he says, there a guy comes to his house hungry, what's he going to do? He's got to feed him. So there you're putting him into a hole. You're putting him in a hole that you can't do. Says Dr. That's what Moshe says. But he says, if you're going ahead, and you're not saying about something he can't turn down. He gave a lot of money, so he gave $100,000 there. He doesn't have to give $100,000 to every place. So Moshe says that you're allowed to do. So Moshe's psak is actually, you can let the word out that this guy gave a lot of money somewhere. The other guy comes to him, he could say no to him. That's what Moshe Shiti. He says only applies to food. But Tosfos limits Akhil Kolasa to a very limited category. Tosfos holds only permitted in a case where it's not real Lashon Hara. That's basically what Tosfos is saying. You're saying something which could have different terminologies. It could mean this, it could mean that. If it's said in front of three people, then you could say it. That's Tosfos Shiti. Now the Rambam comes, and the Rambam Ayos here in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says as follows: Im nemru advorim b'fnei shloisha, if the Lashon Hara was already said in front of three people, kvar nishma v'noida hadavar, it's known, it's public knowledge, and since it's public knowledge, im sibra adavar echad min hashloisha pam acheres ein ben nishma losha. So the Rambam, interesting sheet, the Rambam holds taka apik losos pshutei k'mashmoi. Once the Lashon Hara is said to three people, and it's already known, now there's no Lashon Hara to repeat it. Okay, the Rambam adds a twist. The Rambam says it has to be you're not doing for the purpose of gossip. You happen to mention it to somebody in a conversation. It's like it wasn't like your focus was to make more people know about it. That's the Rambam sheet, which I think is very difficult. And it's very difficult to put yourself into that. Think when you're talking to somebody, you're telling them a negative thing about somebody else, but your intention is not to. So this we have to clarify. Is that a deraisa condition? Meaning, is the heter v'apiklosa only where you're not really saying it for the purpose of Lashon Hara? Or is the heter v'apiklosa anyway? The Rambam's just adding a scrutiny, a rabbinical, a drabonadic scrutiny. Don't do it for the purpose of gossip. Because regular Lashon Hara doesn't matter why you're doing it for Lachem. Let's say I say Lashon Hara, and I don't have intent that it should spread. I'm over Lashon Hara anyway. So this apiklos, according to the Rambam, seems to be difficult, because Mamonashov, if the fact that three people know about it and it's beforesim takes it out of the category of Lashon Hara, then it shouldn't make a difference. What your intent was now, at this point, who cares? Let's say you're doing it for gossip purposes. What's the difference? Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Shalei, it shouldn't make a difference. So this is a difficult Rambam, but that's the sheet of the Rambam. Fascinating enough, this is the route that the Chofetz Chaim takes. He takes the route. He doesn't take the route of Tosfos. Because Tosfos here is the one that says that in different Amaskel Ba'apit Losa, Tosfos says by us that it can't be real Lashon Hara. Real Lashon Hara you can't do even if it's Apit Losa. Now here I brought down the Chofetz Chaim. He says, Dim Sipa Al-Chaber B'fnei Shloisha, Im Echa Me'a Shloisha Sipa Al-Acher Mo'yobah Al-Lashon Hara. He says, "V'dafka l'sapra v'darach akrei," says the Chofetz Chaim. Only if you're saying it in passing. But if you're saying it because you want the word to spread, then it's taka osur. It's fascinating that the Tosfos clearly chaylik, and the Smag is chaylik. Why didn't the Chofetz Chaim now go l'chumra and say, you're not allowed to do it anyway? This is like an isolated case where the Chofetz Chaim took the root of the Rambam, which is that once three people know about it, once it was said to three people, you're allowed to then say it over as long as you're not saying it for the purpose of gossip. Again, that's a difficult level. But if you're not saying it for gossip, it's permitted. But that's the root that the Chofetz Chaim took.
Why do you say that?
What?
Why would the person say that?
Oh, for conversation purposes. Trying to make conversation. I don't necessarily want that this should become... You have to be asked, Kavona that it should go out means I'm telling it to you because I'm hoping that Mr. Levy now is going to spread it around so that more people will find out. That's the other. Okay, so I'm saying that's about a half, and we're around what things to talk about. What's the honor? So the Chazal is taking the rule of the Rambam, that if it's Abi Klasa, okay? As long as you're not saying it, Lashem, Mahabir, it's okay? It's a big finish. Because here we have Lashem will say that Abi Klasa only permits Abi Klasa. Chavetz brings those sheets as well. Okay, this is all tangled. We're going to have to come to beer next week in Mitzvah Hashem. But next week we're also going to go into Tochacha. So I'm going to give you some Mar Mekremis for Tochacha as well.